With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump has declared a public safety emergency in Washington, D.C., and is deploying National Guard troops. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
Even as D.C.'s homicide rates are declining, the president claimed that crime is out of control in the nation's capital, and he's directing a federal takeover.
Attorney General Pam Bondi, who's fantastic, is taking command of the Metropolitan Police Department as of this moment.
He signed an executive order deploying National Guard troops and threatened a military deployment if needed. The president vowed to hold criminals accountable and remove the city's homeless people. Greg Clugston, The White House.
President Trump and Russia's Vladimir Putin meet Friday in Alaska. The president says he'll tell Putin, quote, "You've got to end this war." Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has announced that Australia will recognize a Palestinian state, a move that aligns with recent signals from leaders in France, Britain, and Canada. But there are conditions, and that would include no role for Hamas in a Palestinian government and the demilitarization of Gaza. Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu has criticized the decision. In Austin, Texas, Republicans once again failed to reach a quorum as they convened to vote on redrawing congressional maps. Policy expert Matthew Cottinetti believes Americans are not buying the Democrats' latest slogan.
Republicans aren't a threat to democracy. Republicans in Texas are doing exactly what every legislature does when they see an opportunity, which is they do a gerrymander, they do redistricting to give them a leg up.
Condetti made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. Texas Democrats have scattered across the country. This is SRN News. Americans are split on commerce and politics. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center asks adults whether it's important for the companies that they buy from to make statements on the political and social issues of the day. 50% say yes, it's important. 50% say no, it's not. Black people, Hispanics, and Asians like businesses to take a stand at a ratio of about 2-1, while a majority of white people, 57%, say they'd rather companies just stay out of it. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A review by the AP shows that many of President Trump's nominees to the federal courts have revealed pro-life views, been associated with pro-life groups, or defended pro-life laws. Some of the nominees have also helped defend their state's abortion restrictions in court, and some have been involved in cases with national impact, include having access to abortifacient drugs. This is SRN News. That American automaker makes a big move into electric vehicles.
Ford is investing nearly $2 billion in a Kentucky assembly plant to make electric vehicles. The automaker says the goal is to produce EVs that are more affordable, profitable to make, and outcompete rival models. Ford's top executive unveiled the new EV strategy at the company's Louisville assembly plant. The factory will be revamped to manufacture electric vehicles after producing gas-powered vehicles for decades. Ford says the first EV vehicle to roll off the assembly line will be a mid-size four-door electric truck. I'm Haya Panjwani.
The Midland, Texas School District voted 5 years ago to rename a school carrying the name of Confederate General Robert E. Lee to Legacy High School. The school board is now set to reverse that decision. Supporters say it's about retaining the aspects of the school they're proud of. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.